wake up, go to work, eat, go to sleep, do it again? Does your life sometimes feel like it's a song that's just stuck on repeat? And you're restless, wondering, what is your purpose? What is your meaning in life? Why were you born? Well, there's no getting around life's daily necessities and commitments. But the fact that you are constantly wondering, what is there to life? There's got to be more. There's got to be a higher purpose for your energy, your actions. And you don't want to live your life empty. People who look beyond that everyday life of routine and look for a higher sense of purpose seem to enjoy a longer, healthier, and more fulfilled life. Yes, we want money, but after a while we begin to seek meaning. And experts define purposeful living as the ability to derive meaning from your life experiences, whether it's everyday or extraordinary experiences, whether you're being focused on a purpose or whether you find it accidentally. You will begin to find your purpose if you begin to search for it and pursue it. What makes you smile? What are you doing in your life that would make God smile? I love what Mother Teresa said. She said she just wanted to be a pencil in the hand of a writing God. She simply wanted to serve. And that's what I wanted to do. I realized that my purpose was about serving other people, empowering and encouraging people. I wanted to be a pencil in God's hand. I love what Proverbs 11:28 says. A life devoted to things is a dead life, like a stump. A God-shaped life is a flourishing tree. That is so awesome to me, because when we're just searching after things, when we're thinking about just what we want and things that will make us comfortable, make us famous, we become like a dead stump. We give no life. But when God shapes our purpose, we become like a flourishing tree. I read that in the Message Bible, Proverbs 11:28. I also love what Psalm 39:4 says. It says, Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered and that my life is fleeing away. You know, when I think about that, it reminds me how important it is to seize the moment. Don't waste time. Don't allow procrastination to be a thief. Because we only have a brief time on this earth to make a difference and to fulfill our purpose. Psalm 119:19 says, I am here on earth for just a little while. Isn't that true? Time is moving and you want to continue to pursue your purpose, and review this message often so that it makes a strong impact and impression upon your spirit. The purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, your peace of mind, or even your own happiness. It's really not even about you. That's faulty thinking. It's far greater than your family, your career, or even your wildest dreams. If you want to know why you were placed on this planet, you got to begin with God, because you were born by His purpose and for His purpose. That was a quote from the book, How to Live a Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. I totally agree with that. I do believe that birds are supposed to sing, and water has many uses, that fire has many purposes to warm us. It's a form of fuel. Fire can destroy. It can provide light. It can kill germs. It can cook food. I believe that fish would never be happy living on land, and an eagle would never be comfortable like a chicken in a coop. And you'll never feel completely satisfied on earth unless you fulfill your purpose and do that thing that brings joy to other people and joy to yourself and joy to the Lord. You'll have happy moments, but there's nothing compared to what when you're doing what God has planned for you. We always ask the question, what am I here on earth for? And there's a poem by Russell Kelfer that says, you are who you are for a reason. You're part of an intricate plan. You're a precious and perfect, unique design called God's special woman or man. You look like you look for a reason. Our God made no mistake. He knit you together within the womb. You're just what he wanted to make. The parents you had were the ones he chose, and no matter how you feel, they were custom designed with God's plan in mind, and they bear the master's seal. No, that trauma you faced was not easy, and God wept that it hurt you so, but it also allowed you to be shaped so that in his likeness you would grow. You are who you are for a reason, and you've been formed by the master's rod. You are who you are, beloved, because there is a God. My friend, you are not an accident. Your birth was no mistake, and your life is just no mistake. Your parents may not have planned you, but God did. He was not at all surprised by your birth. In fact, he expected you. Long before you were conceived by your parents, you were conceived in the mind of God, and he thought of you first. You're alive because God wanted to create you. The Bible says the Lord will fulfill his purpose. Living a purpose filled with life has lots of benefits, and it gives you a meaning for everything that you do, every dollar you spend, everywhere that you go, every day that you're alive, every decision that